Kate Kennedy face off in union debate tonight.
Race to Barcelona, running total announced.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 PM Star News, I'm Claire Mully.
And I'm Kate Reid. The saga over Kate Kennedy continued last night as the founders of the new fellowship, Sunny Moody and Pat Mathewson, held a second press conference announcing a drinks reception on Monday evening in Lower Parliament Hall. The pair called on students of St Andrews for their input in shaping the new group. Having set up the email address for all queries and suggestions, katekennedyfellowship@standrews.ac.uk. Mathewson emphasised this is the beginning of what we hope will be an incredible, constructive process, and we're trying to bring in as much of the student body as possible. Tonight, Moody and Mathewson will come face-to-face with the old Kate Kennedy Club, and as the Union Debating Society are hosting, this house would pledge allegiance to the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. All the action kicks off at 8 PM in Lower Parliament Hall.
Meanwhile, on the charities front, Race 2 announced their running total of £32,751.11 on Monday, raised by the Race 2 Barcelona earlier this year, an annual event which calls for groups of 2 to 3 students arriving in the designated European city as fast as possible without using money. Further events are scheduled, beginning with Jailbreak in March, which gives students 36 hours to travel as far away from the university as possible, again without cash. Up to now, the record to beat had been the 2009 race to Berlin, which raised over £26,000.
This weekend is the last chance to get your submissions in for the Star T-shirt competition. We're looking for those of you without creative street to hand your designs in to artwork@standrewsradio.com by this Sunday. Designs must fit on the front side of a T-shirt and be in black and white. Other than that, it's up to you. So get those designs in, as the winner will grab a £50 cash prize as well as a free T-shirt.
There was plenty of success for St Andrews sports teams yesterday. Although the table tennis men's first were knocked out of the Bucks Championship at the quarterfinal stage, the golf first defeated Edinburgh first to progress in their equivalent competition. The volleyball women's first made it into the Bucks Trophy semi-finals by beating Glasgow 3-0, while the hockey women's seconds all but secure promotion to the Scottish Third Division by beating Abertay first. Finally, the margin of victory was gained by the football men's thirds, who smashed the West of Scotland first 12-0.
Tonight in Rascals Bar, Project Zambia and the Volleyball Club will be hosting the Athletes Date Auction. 20 hot dates with AU athletes can be bought for a donation to the Project Zambia charitable campaign. The doors open at 8 PM and entrance costs £3.
And those were today's headlines. More news in an hour or online anytime on the news pages of the Star website.